When somebody tells you a little morsel about something that's going to happen or that did happen at the church, oh, the pastor did this. Did you hear? Hey, did you hear what Esther did? I don't want to care. I don't care what Esther did. She's only responsible to the Lord, not me. And you can be assured, and this is just one of many places, these kind of scriptures in God's Word. I mean, I don't care if somebody told me the sweetest morsel to be able to pass on, you know, and, hey, forget it. Throw it out of me. You can tell me anything you want to. You ain't going to hear nothing from me about the church. I ain't going to tell you. Yeah, you might say, oh, you know what Susie did? I don't care what Susie did. Somebody comes, I got to tell you what Susie did. I don't want to know. I don't want to hear it.
Amen.
Because it was slander. Somebody said, but you got to hear this. They spoke evil about you. I don't care what they did to me. Don't tell me what they did to me. I don't want to know.
Amen.
All I want to do is walk in love.
Yes.
And if somebody's going around telling me all these bad things all the time, oh, you know what? You know what the girls at the Minister Center have been saying about you? I don't care what the girls at the Minister Center have been saying about me. Praise God. This should be my reply. Well, all I got to say, if they're saying something, it's good. Because I ain't doing nothing wrong, that's for sure. And if I am, somebody's wrong. You know, I'm walking in love. Now then, you know, but, you know, I was thinking about a while ago, all these beautiful daughters up here that Cheryl and I've been blessed with. All these ladies up here, all of them work at the Minister Center. Every one of them.
Yes.
Every one of them work for us at the Minister Center. And I think about how lovely they all are. I think how beautiful. I think, you know, to hear God took away my only daughter and He gave me all these beautiful girls to love me and to help. And, of course, I will have to say, every one of them, just like my daughter, they all drive a car and they all break. And I have to fix, me and Dave have to fix all of them's cars. So, oh, my goodness gracious. We have saved these girls some serious money lately, you know, by working on their cars. Every one of them we've had to help. But after all, God tells us to love each other, right? That's what we're supposed to do. Now Dave and I don't work on people's cars for a living, so don't nobody else break your car out there and say you want us to work on it. We don't do that. But you know, when I think about this, he that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander, what does God call you? You know, how many people you know, did you forgive your husband? Yes. I forgave him, but he better not ever do it again. You didn't forgive him. You meet that criteria right there. You're hiding that hatred with lying lips. And God says you're a fool. Isn't that amazing? What does he expect us to be as his children? Holy and walk in love. You know, I mean, when you hold those grudges against somebody, it will bring sickness and disease to your body or your mate's life. You know, I mean, just like we saw up here. I mean, you see these people that have made these statements that, oh, I'd be willing to take sickness upon me, Lord, if you'll save my children. Hey, God don't need no help. And I've come to realize something else. I had an awesome, 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 awesome case this week that was beyond my wildest dream with a missionary. I didn't know these people, but we were asked to come to their home and pray for their son that's 19 years old, that it was perfectly normal till he was 16, and at 16, he in an instant became an invalid. And let me tell you what Daddy told me. This might open the door for some of you to understand how serious God is about what He says. When God says, cast His cares on me because I care for you, you think He meant that? We don't do a very good job of that. You know that? This missionary, man of God, he told the Lord, he's speaking that day, I forget what day it was, about 3 years ago. He was speaking and saying something about, Lord, I have these four boys, four wonderful boys, and the youngest one's 16, and he was just having trouble trusting God to take care of all these boys. When you pray, You say, hey, Lord, it's done. I ask you to protect my children, watch over them, me and my wife, and it's done. Praise God. You're the boss. You can take care of all of us. Is that not right? Yeah. Well, see, he voiced it. My fear is that something will happen to my children. My fear is, have you ever heard another man said something like that in the Scripture? Job said something like that, didn't he? That which I have always feared has come upon me. Isn't that amazing that that opens a door to the devil? Well, here this man made this statement. And he said, I made that statement, and within a few hours, I heard the Lord make this statement to me. Because of your lack of trust in me, today you will be tested. And he said, within 1 hour, his 16-year-old son had been perfectly normal all of his life, walked in the house with a headache, with a severe headache. And he said, within a matter of just a little while, the headache was so... He said, I gave him some whatever, Tylenol or something, and thought, well, it just got a headache. You know, you're going to be okay. You know, go sit down, be quiet for a little while, and you'll be okay. But he said, within just a few minutes, he was screaming with the pain in his head. It was so severe, he was screaming. They took him to the doctor. They rushed him to 911. They didn't understand the power of the Word of God. But he's a missionary. How many missionaries do you know, or how many preachers, how many pastors do we know that does not know and understand the power of God's Word? Most of us. I didn't. I still don't. But I'm working on learning. I definitely don't understand all of it. But it said this young boy was attacked. And, of course, what this was a demon or a group of demons. And it went in this little boy's head, 16-year-old handsome young boy. And everything began to go downhill with him. And from that day to this, he's now 19, 3 years later, he's been laying there completely as an invalid. His brain began to swell. And they said they have to go in and try to do some work. And his brain was swelling so big, they said if they don't go in and take the top of his head off, the brain's going to push down the back and it's going to kill him. So they literally took the skull off right here all across. He has no cap on his skull, just skin. So when his brain swells, it can swell up there instead of pushing it down into his stem. He'd been laying there like that for 3 years. Don't respond to nothing. So we went. They called and wondered if I'd go. I prayed and asked the Lord, Lord, what should I do? Finally, I felt like I had confirmation from the Lord. Okay, it's His will for me to be there. Now, if it ain't God's will for you to be there, you might as well have stayed at home. Amen. You know, that's just like that sin unto death. When somebody sins a sin unto death and they die, and you go over and try to raise them from the dead, and they ain't going to be raised from the dead because you didn't ask God before you went. Lord, is it your will for me to go do this? And you do it on your own. And when we try to do things on our own, chances are we fail most of the time. If God tells you to go, you're on safe ground. Amen. If God don't tell you to go, you ain't on safe ground. But I felt like I was on safe ground. So I went over there and I began with the whole family, the daddy and all. We began to rebuke that spirit, command him, his body to respond at the spoken name of Jesus Christ. We stayed there an hour and a half. An hour and a half. And we saw the little boy move his arms. We saw him move lots of things. We saw him smile. We saw him move his head. We saw him do all kinds of things. The daddy said, I never thought, said, we have prayed and begged and pleaded with God to heal my son. I said, no, He give you power over the enemy. You repent for that vow that you made or that statement you made and then begin to speak the word of God over that boy. And I said, I guarantee that boy will come back to life and be normal. I said, don't ever go in there and pray and ask God to do something no more. He's already given you the power. I said, you just repent of the sin. You go in there and speak to that little boy's body like we've been doing for the last hour and a half. And in the name of Jesus, did the Lord say in the name of Jesus, you could demand anything and he'd do it?
Amen. Yes, he did.
Then that's what we do. We repent of the sin and do that. And so we got to see him do some things. And I believe with all my heart, that little boy, in a short period of time, will be just like that other little boy. Some of you don't know, but there, just maybe a year or so ago, year and a half, I don't know, in Minneapolis, there was a little girl, 16 years old, came down here with, I think, one of her other family members. And when the end of the healing school's over, she came up and she said, Pastor, my brother, I think he was 19, 18, whatever he was, my brother is laying at home comatose as a vegetable. He was injured in a skiing accident. Now, see, the boy had been disobedient to his parents. See, we didn't know this at the time. His daddy told him to do things. He didn't honor his parents. Didn't realize he's walking in sin. He's a good Christian boy. But he now knows, hey, I had the door open lots of places. Dad told me not to do these things. I did them anyway. Dad would ask me to do this, and I'd say, I'll do that, Dad. But I go do what I wanted to do. He said, I had no idea I was not honoring my parents. And the Word of God says, children, honor your parents that your life may be long on the earth. He didn't understand that principle. So he went out and done some crazy things, skiing, which his dad had told him or asked him, please, son, don't do those things. And he did them anyway. And he broke his neck, and they brought him back from the ski jump and to the hospital and finally to home in bed. And for 4 or 5 months, this boy had been laying here as a vegetable. He had not moved a muscle because of disobedience to his parents. Now, his little sister and another family member came down here to a healing school from Minneapolis. And I remember after the healing school was over, she come right back there and she said, Pastor, I believe with all my heart, if you will agree with me in prayer, according to Matthew 18:19, the Lord will forgive my brother and he will raise him up and heal my brother. Now, is that the kind of faith God's looking for, Rosemary? That's the kind of faith God's looking for. We prayed the prayer of faith for that boy. And 3 months later, the daddy and that boy came right here and he stood right here and gave his testimony. I'm telling you. Do we serve a mighty God? Amen. He will forgive us and when we step back into this faith walk. But now that young boy knows he didn't have to go there. He didn't realize my disobedience, my not honoring my dad and my mother was killing me. Anytime a young person is having problems, that's the first thing they need to look at. Am I honoring my mom and my dad? Does the scripture say, children, honor your parents that your life may be long on the earth? Does it say that? Does it all say right here, he that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool? Have you ever made a slander against someone else?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.